I'm going to do something I haven't done in quite a while and do a two-parter. But we're going to do a two-parter today. I want you to turn to Matthew. Everybody knows, as soon as I see it, you won't even have to even open the Bible to know what I'm talking about. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Stand for the reading of the word. Matthew 11, verse 28. You got your Bible, say amen. If you don't, say oh me. If you don't, just say, let me share with you. There you go. Matthew 11, verse 28. All right? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It sounds like a Labor Day sermon. We're getting on 4th of July, all right? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Stretch towards your hands this way. Father, we thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, God, for this chance, Lord, to minister, Lord. Lord, through your power and through your anointing, let us know that you are here in a very powerful and meaningful way. Help us, God, not to look to the left or the right, but to know that you got us. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, to touch and anoint each and every person here today. Let them know that you got something special for them today. Today. And God, we thank you for the blessing today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. When I'm talking to the inmates and I'm trying to tell them they're having a rough time, and I show them this thing called calm. And in calm, it's actually check yourself and then admit that you're having a problem, and then list it or name what it is, and then seek help. But in that thing, I say, just for the next 5 minutes. Always, just for the next 5 minutes. This isn't for all day. This isn't for next week. For right now, for the next 5 minutes, God, I thank you for your calming, and I thank you for your peace. If we could live that way and say, God, I don't know what I'm going to do next Friday. Quit worrying about next Friday, because you may not even make it. Let me put it out there and say, God, touch it. But for the next 5 minutes, I need you, God. Amen? So today, for the next 5 minutes, I want God to do something special for you. And then the next 5 minutes, and the next 5 minutes, and watch something special happen. You know, last week was Father's Day. And I got one more. One more Father's Day. DC, did you give me the clicker? There it is. There it is. Let's see if I can get this thing right. There we go. There we go. There it is. One more Father's Day joke. Some of y'all fathers are not going to like it, but that's okay. I didn't either. While the family was sitting around the dinner table, Jennifer, age 5, turned to her brother, Andy, age 3, and pointed to her dad. She said, "That's not your real father," startling the whole family. "Yes, he is," Andy replied. "No, he's not," Jennifer insisted. "God is your heavenly father." Then pointing to her dad, said, "He's your homely father." That's why I didn't use it last week. Talk about drying cracker juice. Y'all can at least look at me and go, "That was terrible." Just say that. Okay, thank you. I feel better now. Why now? I couldn't hear you. It's still bad. No matter what, it's still bad. Amen. It makes it feel better. Now, at least I know you're listening. All right. So here we go. Come, take, learn the God who gives rest. This is a two-parter. So we're going to go just a little bit today because I don't want us to miss out. I don't know how long it's going to take. It may take 5 minutes. It may take 50. I have no idea. But how many here could honestly say, "God, I need some rest"? Amen. God, I got to need your touch. God, I need you to step in my situation right now because I don't understand it and I can't handle it. So, God, I need you. So here we go. Here it is. Part one, come receive his rest. Matthew 11:28. We're just going to do verse 28 today. So, have you noticed that we're in a weary generation? This is the most weary. I'm 66 years old. I don't think I've ever seen what I see today. I don't think I've ever seen people so down and out. I can't believe that people are having so many struggles. I just see that this today, that people are just tired. I do a lot of counseling, some formal, some informal, some just while I'm in Walmart, in food lines. Sometimes I sit down. Sometimes I'm with inmates. Sometimes I'm with free people. But what I have discovered is every last one of them are locked up. Every last one of them are locked down. Because every last one of them need something going on. They're tired, they're weary, and their hope is draining. And so people are tired. They're tired in their bones. They're tired in their minds. They're tired in their emotions. They're tired in their spirits. Amen. Somebody say amen. 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 They're tired, really. They're tired from carrying anxiety and burdens and expectations and wounds and silent battles that nobody knows but you. How many times this week have you said, I'm okay? And you really didn't want to say that. How many times this week did you say, God's got this? And inside you're going, but I ain't got it. Amen? So how many times this week have you said, God, I don't think I can take one more thing? And he just whispers, come to me. Amen? Just come to me. I know your family might be in a bind. I know your friends are driving you crazy. I know your work has got you all on edge. And I'm just saying, come to me. So now, I'm going to tell you about four parts to receive divine rest. All right? And it starts in this verse. And it is. This is not a formula. This is a relationship. Man, come on. I can't get this thing right. I'm about to have my producer work it for me. All right. Come, invitation. Take, surrender. Learn, transformation. Rest, promise. Again, it's not a formula. It's a relationship. It's a rhythm of walking with God. Many times we say, God, you got this, and we trust you 100%. But then we look at the storm like Peter. We're walking on the water, but we get our eyes off the Savior and on what's going on around us, and then we begin to fall apart. Everybody's saying, what's going on? I'm fine. You ain't fine. Amen? Sometimes it's just better, maybe not who you're talking to, but at least to yourself, admit, you ain't fine. Amen? I love this picture. Greek, for come unto me. Into my presence. The Greek, come to me, actually means listen carefully. Please listen. This is the most important part of this whole set of verses. That word come means stop what you're doing. Stop what's taking up your attention. And come to me. Man, that's hard. Sometimes it's the hardest thing you got to do. Just stop what you're doing. Stand still. And let God minister to you right where you're at. If you watch me, you can see I was up here doing it today. Of course, my nose went crazy. I'll tell you, I'm allergic to plastic flowers, including the real ones. But you watch me sometimes. Just watch this. And here's what you'll see. You won't even know what's going on unless you watch. I'm going. You know what I'm doing? I'm putting the brakes on my emotions. That does it. You got a vagus nerve. And that vagus nerve, once you breathe out longer than you breathe into the nose and out your mouth, it stops your emotions. It stops that anxious moment, and it brings you back to that moment. The It's amazing what it'll do. And you see me all during the day doing that. You might even notice what's going on. I'm going. What I'm saying is, emotions, you don't have control of me. Emotions, you can't handle me. Emotions, I will not let you direct me. God is my author and my finisher. So Jesus says, come. He didn't say, come to religion. Religion kills. He didn't say, come to rules. There's no life in rules. He didn't say, come to rituals, because rituals is just mechanics. He didn't say, come to perfection, because perfection actually can never be achieved. You'll work yourself to death. He said, come to me. Wow. He said, I do it all the time. Really? Sometimes I have to stop and remind myself and listen for what God is trying to tell me. So here, watch this. Here's some little bit of insight here. His presence is a place where burdens break. His presence is not just a concept, it's a place. It's a place where burdens break and shame dissolves and weary can breathe again. Have you found yourself going through things and holding your breath? Just holding your breath. You know why you're holding your breath? Because inside, anxiety is getting the best of you. You might think, I'm fine. But God's looking down and going, you ain't fine. Stop. Stop what you're doing and come to me. Step into my presence. Watch this. I got a question for you. Matter of fact, I want you to ask each other this. I'm going to ask you, then I want you to ask each other. Where have you been coming to instead of Jesus? When you're about to lose it, where have you been coming to? Look at somebody and ask them. Really, look at somebody and tell them. Ask them, where have you been coming to? Have you been coming to more pressure? Have you been coming to performance? Have you been coming to pleasure? Have you been coming to pain? I'll be counseling people, and I'll see where they've been cutting themselves, and I go, just pull that sleeve up a little bit more. And I said, you want to feel something, don't you? They said, yes. I said, you put the razor blade down. You don't have to use that razor blade to feel anything. You got to go to God. And then we have our little session, and the next time, eventually, there's no more cuts. And I thank God for that. People go to that instead of coming to Jesus. And then hope. You ain't got to be perfect. Just come. He didn't say, clean up, and I'll come. I hear it all the time. When I get better, I'll go to Jesus. When I get living right, I'll go to church. I promise you, that'll never happen. You got to go to Jesus. And let Jesus clean you up. He'll take care of business. So, here it is. Those who labor and are heavy laden. That word in the Greek for labor is exhausted. This is not just regular exhaustion. This is soul. S-O-U-L. This is soul level exhaustion. This is when you're worn out from trying everything you know to do. And it's still not enough. Anybody ever been there? Put your hands up so everybody else can see that. See, you're not the only one. Satan will tell you you're the only one going through it. You're not. We all are. You've done everything you can. Your soul is not just tired, it's exhausted. So, Greek for labor is exhausted. And heavy laden is overloaded. It means to be loaded down like a pack animal. And emotionally, it's got you exhausted. Again, I wanted to save this for Labor Day. And I really felt the need to preach it today. And then our angel sang One Day at a Time. I know God is speaking to somebody here right now. that's had just about all you can take, and you're saying to yourself before you came in here, God, I don't know how much more I can take. You ain't got to raise your hand. I don't know how much more I can take, but if you don't step in soon, I don't know what I'm going to do. See, Jesus is calling the overworked and the overwhelmed and the overburdened, the overlooked, the overthinking, those that are over-responsible, to the single mom that's in the shower crying for help because she can't do it in front of the kids. For the father who feels like he's a failure. For all those that are suffering silent. To the ones that say, I can't take it anymore, God. Do something. And his response is what? Come to me. You see, what in the world? Do you see what happened, buddy? I killed it. Let's try it again. There we are. I don't know what happened. Here's the insight. I hear it all the time. I'm trying to be strong for the children. I'm trying to be strong for my husband. I'm trying to be strong for my wife. I'm trying to be strong for my parents. I got one piece of information that'll change your life right now. I want you to say, I no longer have to be strong. Say it. Now watch this. Raise your hands and say, Jesus, be strong in me. Amen? You be strong, God. I can't do it. God calls the struggling, not the strong. He calls the restless, not those that are rested. So here's the challenge. Get ready. Here's another biggie. I want you to think about this for a while. What weight are you carrying that you are never assigned? Just think for a moment. What weight have you picked up and you become a martyr and God said, I never told you to pick that up. You got ahead of me, got ahead of yourself. You picked it up and it's strangling you. I hope today God shows that to you. And you lay it down at his feet. Ready? Jesus sees the weight that you hide. We all walk around like supermen, superwomen. But there won't be one cape that came from Krypton that didn't need to go to the cleaner. My cape has to go to cleaners all the time. Amen? I found out the older I get, the better I was. Amen? You're trying to hide it. You're hiding it from everybody, but God sees it. Why don't you tell him instead of silently letting it strangle you? Bring it to him. Show him what it is. He knows it. He already sees it. But he's a perfect gentleman. He's waiting for you to acknowledge it. Not only that's what prayer is. You're acknowledging something he already knows. Why do we pray, God, if you already know it? Why are we praying? Because he wants you to acknowledge it. And once you acknowledge it, then he wants you to give it to him. And once you give it to him, he'll fix it and give it back in a better way. So it's very important. All right, so I'm not being long today, I promise. I'm going to give you rest. Oh, there it is. That's awesome. I'm not Jesus, so I promise you. The Greek for rest is to revive, to refresh, to restore. This is not a possibility. This is a guaranteed reality. This is something that God has for every last one of us. For all the fathers and for all the mothers that feel the weight of your home and your family and all that responsibility bearing down on you. Oh, it's easy to say, I got it. But there's going to come a day when it's going to crush you. You have to let God take it and show you something. His rest is not soul rest. It's not sleep. It's soul rest. It's not earned. It's not achieved. It's not a reward. It's a gift. Soul rest. Soul rest. He reaches parts of you that nobody else can reach. Let him do it. He wants to, but because he's a gentleman. And he's not going to, he got free. This is called the gift of free will. You decide, and then you give it to God, and God takes care of it. Jesus didn't say, I will help you rest. He says, I will give you rest. Wow, that's so powerful. Give the Lord a hand clap. Go ahead and give him a clap. You see, again, let's look at some insight. I love these pictures. Let's get some insight here. Rest is the presence of Jesus in the storm. Not the absence of the storm, but the presence of Jesus in the presence of his power. You know, I didn't like going out in the rain a lot. Then I became the environmental director of Fountain. So every time it rained, you know where I was at? Every time there was a big storm, you know where I was at? I was in the rain. And you know what? I got to where I liked it in the rain. And so now when it rains, I don't mind getting wet. I don't mind. I'd rather wear a raincoat, but I don't mind going out in it because I kind of got used to dodging lightning. Just if y'all wait. But what I found out is the rest is the presence of Jesus. You see, ready? Are you trying to earn what he's already given you? I found out 90% of my counseling, somewhere in the counsel, it'll come up that person's trying to earn what God wants to give you. Let it sink in a little bit. Rest is a gift. It's not a distant dream. It's a present gift. I wrote this acrostic just so we can remember, and then we get ready to close. Rest in Jesus. Rest. Release your burdens. Let go. Embrace. Somebody say let go. Somebody say let go. Embrace his peace. Say hold on. Kind of like in a Pentecost thing. Let go. Hold on. Let go. Hold on. Let go. Release your burdens. Hold on to his peace. Surrender to Christ. Say, give it back. Give it back. Trust his promise. Now, we're getting ready to have our altar call. Wow, I did do it fast today. I told you it was going to be short, but I didn't want to go all the way through because I didn't think we'd have time enough to really do it good. So what I want everybody to do is to come on up to the altar. Way out, they're just trying to say, today's your day. Well, that's right. Today's your day. Today's your day. All right, ready? I want y'all to look up here, and I want y'all to say it with me. Ready? I want you to come up here. I want you to bring all your burdens. Bring everything. Bring all your burdens. Bring them right now, and just set them down. Go ahead and set them down. Symbolically, just set them down. Go ahead. Just set them down. Come on. Set them down. All right, ready? Y'all repeat this with me. All right, ready? Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I lay down my anxiety, my burdens, my silent battles. I stop trying to earn what you freely give. Today, I receive your rest. Soul, deep, spirit, breathe. I am weary no longer, for I have come to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on. There's more, but that's got you going. They just walked in the door. Y'all ready to pray? Y'all ready to seal the deal? All right, here we go. Ready? Father, I open my hands to receive all you offer. Say it. Father, I open my hands to receive all you offer. I receive your peace where once worry ruled. I receive your grace in place of my striving. I receive your strength for every weary place. What you give, I welcome. What I carry, I release. Let's say that one again. What you give, I welcome. What I carry, I release. In Jesus' name, amen. Now give the Lord a hand clap of praise, a hand clap of praise. One more time, say glory.
Glory.
I give it to you, God. I give it to you, God. I give it to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. You can go back to your seat. I know this is going to be a strange story, but one day, I was working third shift, and something happened that day, and I got really, really sick. I couldn't even lift my head. It was bad. It was so bad. I couldn't lift my head. It's just the awful sickness. It was just something I never had before. And the Lord said, trust me. Give it to me. I heard it. It even woke me out of my sleep. Trust me. Give it to me. And I threw the covers down, and I threw my leg over the side of the bed. And when I threw my other leg over the side of the bed, I still felt the pain. And I still felt whatever was going on. And instead of getting up, like he told me to, he said, take up your bed, rise and walk. Take up your bed, rise and walk. And when I went to stand up, I was still feeling bad, so I laid back down in the bed, and I said, this ain't happening. An hour later, I was in the emergency room with an IV in my arm. And when I woke up with that IV in my arm, I remember the words, rise, take up your bed and walk. And I remember laying back down in the bed and said, ain't going to happen. And now I'm in the emergency room with an IV. And I said, Lord, please, for the rest of my life, when you tell me something like that, let me have the faith to do what you're asking me to do. Help me to trust you, God. Trust you. Trust you. Trust you. And I promise you today, if you can learn to trust him, there's going to be an overwhelming rest and an overwhelming peace. Everybody raise your hands and close your eyes. Father, I give every last one of these people to you, Lord, including myself. Help us, God, to realize the power of your rest. Help us to realize that when we give it to you and refuse to take it back, there's something special. There's a catalyst ignited. A fuse is lit. We may not can see it right away. That day, because I didn't feel it right away, I wouldn't get up and take up my bed and walk. I didn't realize that my responsibility was to get up, and his was to take me and go the rest of the way. Some of y'all in here right now, God wants to give you rest. And every time you get really close, you snatch it back. Today, leave it here and refuse to snatch it back. And watch what'll happen. We're going to say the most universal prayer in the world. It covers every part of your life. And after we say that, the Lord's Prayer, I'm going to ask Brother Wyatt to lead us to the throne of grace and dismiss us in prayer. Ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.